The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, on the last night of Pledge Week, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. Now, I've got 1 hour in 43 minutes to raise up enough money to keep us up for the rest of the month. And so the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Right out of the chute, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Now, Ronald in Lakewood already pledges 40. Thank you, Ronald. Now, BT in Cleveland pledges 300. Thank you, BT.
Thank you.
Alrighty, there we go. We're going to keep, we're off to a good start, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, Jimmy the Greek's probably going to pledge a couple grand. Right? he's in there. Okay. You know, He's not interfering with you. He thinks he's in his own office. He's had a rough day. He gets this way. I've seen him wandering around. He's just been that way. All right. Tonight we have on the board, Ars Nerdly, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
There you go. Back in the boiler room, kept back there away from regular folks, is Rowdy Randy and Witty Wit. And then here, right here, cackling, she's a cackle and a flutter, a giggle and a stutter, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. Good evening, Little Lisa. Get out of here. Go on. Now, way out yonder. Well, yonder in Pennsylvania, we have John Holman.
Good evening, everyone, and Lord's blessings.
And he's not in Texas tonight. Tonight, he's in North Carolina, John McTernan.
Hello, Pastor Ernie, and blessings to you and all our listeners. Now, I have to apply some scriptures, Pastor Ernie, to you.
All right.
The Bible says the last shall be first.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I get it. Okay. You know, I know you're going to kind of bug out on us early tonight, you know.
Yeah.
McTernan, yeah. He's had a long day, and it takes a lot out of you sitting there watching your wife drive all day. So it makes you tired. We understand, John.
Yeah, it does.
All righty. We better get to the scripture. You fellas know what the title of the message was this week?
I don't.
It says, now listen. Many babies have become kings, but only one king ever became a baby. That was the title of my message. And we're going to kind of finish off tonight because with prophecies about the birth of Christ. And so we're going to start tonight in Isaiah chapter 7, And why don't you fellows read me verses 10 through 17? Isaiah 7.
I can't. I don't have my Bible with me.
Well, let's make Holman do it.
Okay. Isaiah
7.
7?
10 through okay. 17.
10, 7, 10 through 17. Here we go. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David. It is a small thing for you to weary men, but will ye weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. The Lord shall bring upon thee and upon thy people and upon thy father's house days that have not come from the day of Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria.
Okay, so now here, this Ahaz, you know, he was a wicked king. He was one of the worst kings Israel ever had. And that, it kind of sounds like he's being pious here when he says, he says, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord, but he's not. See, Ahaz refused to the Lord's help. The Lord offered to deliver him, and he refused the Lord's help. And instead, what he did is he went to the Assyrians for help, and the Assyrians turned on him. And therefore, in Samaria, the capital, in 1722 B.C., if I remember right, the Samaria, the capital of Ephraim was just another name for Israel, or the northern kingdom, fell to the Assyrian armies. But here, he was the king of Judah, and he was Judah's worst king. And so what did he do? He was afraid. He didn't want to hear what God had to say because he had been disobedient to God. And that's where you hear Isaiah say, he said here, and he said, hear you now, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to weary men. But will you weary my God also? In other words, by one more time refusing God's help. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign, and behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, you know, this has two applications here, because often the very same word used for virgin. There was two words for virgin. Of course, this one here meant an actual virgin. But there was also a word that was used for a maiden, a young maiden, or young married woman even, okay? And what's happening here, this is referring to primary prophecy here, of course, is obviously that of Mary. And going back to Matthew 1:23, when Mary would conceive and bear Jesus. But the secondary application here is Isaiah's wife, the prophetess. She was a prophetess. And, well, let's go over here to chapter 8 for a minute. Moreover, the Lord said unto me, take thee a great roll and write in it with a man's pen concerning Mahar Shalal Hashbaz. And I took unto me a faithful witness to record Uriah the priest, and Zechariah, the son of Jeberechiah. And he went into the prophetess, and she conceived and bare a son. Then said the Lord to me, call his name Mar-a-shal-ha-hashabaz, for before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria, shall be taken away before the king of Assyria. And the Lord spake also unto me. And so here, so this prophecy from verse, actually from verse 14 down, had was referring basically to Isaiah's wife, the prophetess, but the primary application, of course, was to the Lord Jesus being born. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Let's study those two words in Hebrew for virgin. One is bet. John, you got to help me out.
Bet well, the one there is Alma, an Alma.
That's a young girl,
you know, 13, 14, 15, unmarried.
Usually. The other one starts with a B, right?
Thula.
What is it?
The Thula, I think. But the Alma is the woman Isaiah 7:14.
Yeah, this was specifically in particular Alma, yes.
Well,
there you go.
Neither would apply to you guys, and that's good. So, let's go over to Micah chapter 5 and see if you can read me verses 1 through 4. Micah 5, verses 1 through 4.
Here we go.
Hey, wait a minute. We got another. Linda and Kevin in Brooklyn pledge $150. Thank you, Linda and Kevin. Let me give the phone numbers out again. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. I have approximately 1 hour and 33 minutes left to raise a lot of money tonight.
I don't think you mentioned how much money was needed to be raised.
Well, I have to raise by the 15th of next month, January. I have to get in $63,300 and something. And so tonight, we've just got started, so I'm not really sure how much we're going to need. As we get in here, they'll tally it up and bring it in and tell me how much we're short.
Okay.
So, but if the phone lines just keep ringing at 888-677-9673, we'll be okay. Or 888-281-1110. And not only that, but did you know that we have a book right here, 28 Years to Nowhere, 28 Years to Nowhere. And do you know who wrote this book? Larry Nichols. And Larry Nichols did more than all the rest of us put together to expose the corruption in the Clinton crime cartel. And he tells his story in this book, and it is a good one. And John, you know that all the way back in 1990, Larry and I were working together to expose the Clinton crime cartel. And so we did. And so this book, we ask a donation of $20 or more for the book. But you could give like $20 for the book and a lot more anyhow, right?
Yeah, Larry really was the cutting-edge guy that, I mean, just blew the whole thing open. He was Clinton's right-hand man, and he put his life on the line, Best Earned.
He was Clinton's strategist. Yeah, he did put his life on the line. I know for a fact, and because I was down there with him, and he was their strategist. They put Dickie Morris out in front for public consumption. You were to look at Dickie, but Larry was the guy in the background who was really the strategist. And guess who hated him? None other than Hillary. I mean, oh, she did. In fact, she destroyed his marriage. So, all right. Let's see. We've got somebody. Okay. Anon in New York pledges 100. Arthur in PA pledges 20. And Deacon Mark pledges 100. All right, very good. All right, okay, so let's pick it up here. Micah 5, verses 1 through 4. Let's do it.
Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth.
Okay, so here now, Zedekiah was the reigning king in Jerusalem when Nebuchadnezzar conquered that city. And we read that over in 2 Kings 25. But Zedekiah was the last of the kings in David's line to sit on the throne in Jerusalem. Now, what Micah is saying here is that the next king in David's line would be the Messiah, who would establish a kingdom that would never end. And, of course, that ruler was Jesus, the Messiah. Micah accurately predicted Christ's birthplace hundreds of years before he was born. Now, you know all about the lineage, and you know, John McTurnan, because you've written books on this, that Christ is the only one in the line, the royal line, to be able to become the king of Israel, was he not?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, because the line was cut off, or that line coming down. You see, when you study the genealogy, it was conditional. It was unconditional to David, but it was conditional to Solomon and his descendants. And the descendants were really like right now, what you talked about with King Nebuchadnezzar. They gathered all the king's seed and they killed them at Riblah. That was a location outside of Jerusalem. The ones that weren't were made eunuchs. And that really ended that ended Solomon's seed like that. But it's still open to David, and that's where we come in. We look at Mary's line, and Mary's line goes through David to Nathan. So he is eligible to become the Messiah.
Yeah, but he's the only one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, because of the virgin birth. Absolutely.
And if I remember right, you debated a rabbi, and I'm trying to remember his name, but he was one of their best debaters there from Israel. Who am I talking about?
Yeah, Rabbi Tovia Singer.
Yeah, that's it. And you guys debated on that. And so, and you won the debate, didn't you?
Well, I wrote a book on it, and if I didn't think I won Pastor Ernie, I wouldn't do it. But I laid out my knowledge on how to defend the faith from the attack of, like, the rabbis, and they call them anti-missionaries. And, yeah, John and myself, we engaged them for many, many, many years, Pastor Ernie, thousands of hours. So the gospel stands. And when I debated them, here's the interesting thing. I'm glad you brought this up. The good old King James, I used, and it was flawless in dealing with them. Flawless.
All right. Very good. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40 and see if John Holman can read verses 1 through 8. Isaiah 40, 1 through 8. While you're looking that up, 888-281-1110. 1110 is the number to call, folks. Again, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We have four people in there trying to answer phones, and there's not even one phone ringing right now. Not even one phone ringing right now. Not even one. And so...
Oh, come on, folks. Let the phones ring. We have a lot of... Well, we have some good reports, a lot of good reports tonight, and a lot of really significant information for the Saints that you need to hear. So, and John McTurner and I don't want to spend our evenings alone.
All right, we got a pledge. Jonathan in Pennsylvania pledges 50, and Kathy in Ohio pledges 25. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I'd like to add something at this point about the pledging.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, the topics that Pastor Ernie covers, you just won't see other people covering them. And the reason is he does it without any type of advertising, because the advertisers really would run into like maybe some political trouble or whatever. So he's able to talk freely because he depends upon your support. So when you support the funds, when you support him with the funds to keep the show going, he's totally free then to share whatever is necessary without holding back, without being concerned that his sponsors may be coming into some sort of trouble. That's why that's why your giving like this is so important.
Yeah, moveon.org years ago have been trying to find out who our supporters were. And we don't keep a list that they can find. So there you go. But let's go ahead and read. Start with that. Oh, you already read it, didn't you?
No. Isaiah 41 through 8.
Yep, 1 through 8.
Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and a rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
And so when he made this prophecy, when Isaiah made this prophecy, you still had, Judah still had 100 years yet of more trouble ahead of them. And then they had 70 years of exile. And then, but this prophecy is a prophecy for the millennial kingdom. It's a prophecy for the millennial kingdom. So here, Isaiah kind of makes a dramatic shift at that point from what he had been teaching there or prophesizing. And so now he shifts over to the majesty of the ruler that is coming to rule the earth. That's the Messiah. And we're going to stop right there. We're going to play a clip. And this is from the Health Ranger. This is... CDC has just warned that 1,500 Americans will die each week, and folks, this is real, by Christmas, but it's actually, now, they're going to be telling you that they're saying it will die by Christmas, but it's actually, folks, the vaccine deaths that are accelerating, just independent doctors told us they would. The frontline doctors told us exactly this would happen. Sherry Tenpenny was here. All of these, Dr. John was here. all of these people that told us, these real doctors, the ones that were not engaged and owned by Big Pharma, told us that this was going to happen, and it's happening now. Go ahead and play that clip.
All right, welcome to the Health Ranger Report here on Brighteon.tv. We have a breaking news special report, which is why this is audio only. This is a simulcast of the Brighteon TV Health Ranger Report and also my daily situation report update. So the first 24 minutes here is going to be on Brighteon.tv. The breaking news today is we have the CDC now openly admitting that there are going to be 60,000 deaths per month here, starting now, apparently, throughout the winter months in America. And the CDC isn't admitting this part, but it's from the vaccines. They know it's from the vaccines, so they have put out a false story that it's from COVID, but they're talking about 15,000 deaths per week beginning now in America. We'll be back with a full story here on the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. Okay, thanks for joining me today. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.tv. And again, this is a simulcast. The full-length version of this broadcast is also the Situation Update podcast for today that you can find on Brighteon.com. But if you're watching this on Brighteon.tv, I'm going to pack a lot here into the next 20-plus minutes. And then we'll cover more news in the extended version. But here's the big story. And I heard about this from one of my sources that is embedded in the medical establishment 2 days ago. They told me that the CDC's early warning system, and you know the CDC has an early warning system for the flu, right? For flu monitoring. I forgot what they call it. It's a early warning surveillance system. Basically, they're tied into the emergency rooms and the hospital intake databases at major hospitals all across the United States. And when they see an uptick in people with the flu, I mean, this has been done with the flu for many years, then they know the, quote, flu season is getting bad. Well, what the CDC is seeing now is, according to my source embedded in the system, the CDC is seeing vaccinated people presenting with severe complications and terminating in a very high fatality rates. Not all of them, not even the majority of them, but a large number are dying and others are suffering, you know, severe hospitalizations, severe reactions, and so on. Importantly, these are in vaccinated individuals, but these are not typically the myocarditis cases. So these aren't the heart attacks and blood clots that we've heard about, which are kind of the early phase complications and deaths stemming from the vaccine. This is vaccinated people getting very sick because of immune system suppression. So they're getting sick from common flus. They're getting sick from the Delta variant. Some of them are even getting rather ill from the so-called Omicron strain, although that's considered more mild across the board. But when your immune system is destroyed, you can get seriously ill or even killed by relatively mild strains. So the CDC is fully aware of this. And right now they have put out a fabricated news story that's been picked up by, well, all the mainstream media, but the Daily Mail in the UK has a typical story for this. So let me read you the Daily Mail headline and some of the bullet points from the Daily Mail story here. This is a bombshell. Here it is. CDC issues grim forecast warning that weekly COVID cases will jump by 55% to 1.3 million by Christmas Day, and that deaths will surge by 73%. To 15,600 a week as Omicron becomes dominant strain, right? That's the headline from the Daily Mail, the UK Daily Mail. And remember, this is a spin. This is the false narrative put out by the CDC. Remember that what's actually happening is there are going to be 15,000 vaccinated people dying per week, but they have to cover it with this cover story. So the more bullets from the story. Quote, the CDC, well, I already read that. The Omicron COVID-19 variant has been sequenced 241 times in 37 U.S. states, they say, and continues to spread nationwide. And the CDC says that that variant now accounts for 3% of sequenced cases, a sevenfold increase from last week. It is feared that a, quote, tidal wave of Omicron is headed for U.S. shores. And remember, this is they're trying to spread fear about Omicron, which is very mild if you have a functioning immune system, by the way. Basically, Omicron is just the flu. But, you know, they named it Omicron to freak everybody out. Continuing, with the UK recording its biggest one-day case total ever on Thursday, 78,610 people, with 10,000 of those cases confirmed as Omicron. They continue, one of the largest U.S. outbreaks of the Omicron variant to date is believed to have occurred at Cornell University in New York. Almost 930 cases over the past week are believed to be Omicron. All of the confirmed Omicron cases in Cornell University are among people who are, listen, fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. Let me read this again. All of the confirmed Omicron cases in Cornell University, where they had 930 cases over the past week, all of them are among fully vaccinated people. And some of them are in people who've also had boosters. So the vaccines have completely failed when it comes to this new strain. The immune system has been utterly destroyed. And now we're entering the dark winter. As we predicted over a year ago, that this would start to happen, that the vaccines would be given, people's immune systems would be destroyed, they would be set up for the hyperinflammatory reaction known as antibody-dependent enhancement, and then they would enter the winter months where vitamin D deficiency becomes widespread because people don't take vitamin D supplements, don't get sunlight, right? And their vitamin D stores, which are in the liver primarily, but also in the kidneys, you know, vitamin D is stored in your body, those stores run out. They run out, for some people, around Christmas. For other people, they run out, you know, sometime in January. It just depends on how much sunlight people get or how much vitamin D they get. So you have the CDC now saying by Christmas, there's going to be 15,000 people dead per week in the USA. All right, continuing. This is from the UK Daily Mail again. Cases in the US have increased 46% over the past 2 weeks. Deaths are up 40%. As the country eclipsed.
All right, we're gonna cut it right there. But folks, here's the interesting thing. Again, there isn't a single recorded case of an unvaccinated person, American, dying from Omicron. Not one. Now, again, the CDC, this is their number. They're anticipating over 60,000 Americans will die per month through the winter, meaning we can anticipate around 200,000 plus Americans to be killed by these vaccines. Before the spring. This is further worsened by a nationwide vitamin D deficiency that always occurs in the winter due to a lack of sunlight in October and outdoor activity. Already nearly 400,000 Americans are dead from the vaccines, and by April, they expect it to exceed 600,000. These are from the vaccines, folks. Now, if the Lord should tarry, you'll know about this. They'll finally maybe own up to this, or you'll know about it 20, 30 years from now. So this is why Big Pharma has asked, they have asked the courts to give them 65 years before they have to tell people what's in their vaccines. What do you think of that, Big John?
Mr. Ernie, it's outrageous. You could see how Big Pharma, pharmacies there own the country. They own the Congress. they own, it looks like, a good chunk of the courts. They own the presidency, the CDC, the FDA. The pharmacy there is their drugs. They have so much money. It must hundreds of billions, maybe the trillions. They're just buying up everything, Pastor Ernie, and and locking down. It's like Big Pharma now is running the country and locking us down, the politicians following whatever they say.
All righty. Ellen in Michigan pledges 50. Pastor Hal Pastor Hal pledges 70. Andrea in Medina pledges 50. And Thomas in Staten Island pledges 100. All right, folks, 888-281-1110. We're really limited. We're down to, right now, 1 hour and 10 minutes left to raise money. 1 hour and 10 minutes. 888-677-9673. All right.
You know, Ernie,
yes,
adding to what I just told you, they also own they own the media.
Yeah, lock, stock, and barrel, huh?
Pastor Ernie. Pennsylvania Governor Wolf reached out to the feds today to get help with the COVID crisis. However, you know, it said they're flooded, they can't handle it. But now listen to what the nurses of Pennsylvania have to say. The nurses pointed to UPMC's record high profits during the pandemic and a $65 million windfall from the American Rescue Plan as resources that should be used to help hospitals like Altoona. The nurses would definitely come when you know you're going to have a manageable assignment. There's not a shortage of nurses. There's a shortage of nurses who want to work under these conditions. So not only is pharma making big money, our large healthcare provider here is making big money, but they won't put those windfall profits back into proper staffing, Pastor Ernie. So the hospitals are overloaded, they keep the profits, and they make the nurses' caseloads unmanageable. How's that for good healthcare?
Are you sure that's not Mitt Romney running that? He was known for doing things exactly like that.
Well, no, this would be Governor Wolf, PMC.
All right, very good.
Yeah. On top of that, look how many nurses and doctors they're firing for not taking the death shot. That depletes the number of resources they have to deal with when there's a large outbreak like this.
Not only that, but a number of doctors have been fired for prescribing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and instead of the poison.
Yeah, yes. Pastor Ernie, next week Dr. John will be on also.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah, we're looking next to have Wednesday. Him. He was one of those, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he's got an incredible testimony of unheard of. It's very good for our listeners to hear behind the scenes what a real doctor has to go through to make people healthy. It's like hand-to-hand combat, Pastor Ernie.
Well, in Pennsylvania, our legislators just introduced legislation to allow physicians in hospitals and other physicians to prescribe ivermectin. This is insanity all the way across the board, and then we've had several cases where judges had to force the hospitals to allow physicians to prescribe ivermectin.
But the good news, though, is that is happening more and more.
Yes, there is seeming to be a breakthrough coming. The truth is coming out. And, you know, today they said that Johnson & Johnson, it's causing problems. You better maybe not take it. And the other vaccines, as you pointed out, are failures. Failures. It's all out there for people to read.
Well, they're failures if you think that they were made to save lives. But we know better. The people that made the mRNA vaccines will tell you that they are bioweapons. They're weapons. They were not made. Okay, the guy that invented that, we played him on here several times. is said very clearly these were, they were a bioweapon. They were not made to save lives, but to take lives.
That's right.
And Pastor
folks,
Ernie,
you're not going to hear people like Dr. John, an internist, the brightest of the bright, coming on to any other shows like this and giving you the truth. So please support this show. We're giving out vital information.
Jack, Dr. John is not even risking his career, but he's actually risking a whole lot more. There are people like him because he is, because of his status, he's a real threat to Big Pharma, isn't he?
Amen.
All righty, Keith in
Pastor Ernie,
Ohio.
What's happening now is doctors like Dr. John, they're getting out of these Big Pharma corporations controlling doctor groups, controlling hospitals, and they're going independent now.
Yeah, and that's good. That's the way it should be. I hope they go back to that and get out of these co-ops, because you're right. It's not about you know, in these co-ops, it's about making money. All right, so then 8 minutes is the maximum time a doctor should spend with a patient. So you don't become a human being. You become just a number, even in the treatment with this. It's all about money, instead of about the care of the patient, huh?
In Texas, where I live, not too far. Pastor Ernie, are you familiar with Dr. Stella Emanuel, one of the frontline doctors?
Is she the black lady?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've opened up their own practice now, getting out of being. She was fired, and so was several in the emergency rooms and that, for treating the sick with hydroxychloroquine and later with ivermectin. They were told to stop because the patients were getting better and they wouldn't stop, and they fired them.
Yeah, I know.
They're going out on their own, and they're forming their own health organization. I like to see them, Pastor Ernie, form their own hospitals.
Yeah, they're doing that. And you know what else they're forming? Their own legal association. And Coach Dave and Miss Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny, are involved in that. So they're putting together their own legal association to defend these doctors that have been fired, and start suing these big pharma. But Keith in Brooklyn pledges 25, Frank in New Jersey pledges 30, Annie in Maple Heights pledges 30, and Sue in Michigan pledges 30. Or 25. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We now have 1 hour and 2 minutes, 62 minutes left. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. And so, we're going to.
Pastor Ernie, I'd like to just repeat what I said, where real doctors are being fired for saving the life of patients by using drugs that are highly effective in it. Again, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they have been fired for doing this. And Pastor John is going to give the testimony of how pharmacists were blocking. He was giving prescriptions to people with COVID to get ivermectin, and the pharmacies were blocking it, Pastor Ernie.
Well, I know that.
A pharmacist is telling a doctor that he cannot prescribe a safe medicine. This is we need to rise up like an enraged army against these people.
Right here in Ohio, they locked it down, all of the supplies of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. But people are getting it now. They're getting it from other sources. Frontline Doctor is one of those sources that are getting these so that they can save lives, because Big Pharma, again, see, people – have a hard time wrapping their brain around that there are actually people that want to depopulate the planet. They really don't understand that, okay? You might as well say, you know, Hitler wasn't really a bad person. You know, he really wanted to help the Jews. He just went about it wrong. No, that's not true. And you see, these people, Bill Gates and this guy, Bill Gates, and Fauci need to be tried for war crimes against humanity. This is these guys are serial killers. They are. Look, now listen.
And Pastor Ernie, in all fairness to the American people, it's almost too awful to believe. It's just that doctors that we kind of trusted all our lives, let's say, we thought the CDC was for us and the NIH was for us and the FDA was. No, they're not for us, folks. And every week we're going on here showing you absolute proof of how evil these people are. They have, some of them have an agenda of just money, and others have an agenda of depopulation. And beyond that, they have another agenda, and they're playing it out right in front of our very eyes, Pastor Ernie. And I just hope that our, and I know our listeners are responding to this.
Well, you know, Pastor, how did Hitler do it? What did Hitler start with his euthanasia program? Remember, he started.
It started with the doctors, and they started euthanizing like handicapped children, World War One veteran, the severely injured World War. They were euthanized, and then the big killing. The Nazis, the SS learned from the psychiatrists, because the psychiatrists were killing off the schizophrenic patients, and they were doing it with in gas chambers. And the Nazis picked up on this, and they expanded it to kill hundreds and hundreds at a time in the gas chambers. But it was the German Medical Society that was a killing machine, Pastor.
And why was that? Because Hitler said, they'll trust the doctors. The people will trust the doctors, and that's where we're going to go. And what did you do? Well, he had to convince the doctors. And so that's what Big Pharma does.
Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Go ahead. When you're finished, I want to add something. Go ahead.
Well, let me read you this. This was written. Now, John, I remember talking about this back in 1981. I remember talking about this, okay? This is what Jacques Attali wrote. I remember this was, you know, we couldn't believe it. But this is what he wrote in 1981, who was then an advisor to Francis Mitterrand. Or I guess it was pronounced Francois Mitterrand. But here's what he wrote. The future will be about finding a way to reduce the population. We start with the old, because as soon as they exceed 60, 65 years, people live longer than they produce, and they cost society dearly. Then we go to the weak, then the useless, that do not help society, because there will always be more of them, and above all, ultimately, the stupid. Euthanasia targeting these groups. Euthanasia will have to be an essential tool in our future societies in all cases. Of course, we will not be able to execute people or build camps. We get rid of them by making them believe that it is for their own good. Overpopulation and mostly useless is something that is too costly economically, socially too. It is much better when the human machine comes to an abrupt standstill, then when it gradually deteriorates. Neither will we be able to test millions upon millions of people for their intelligence. You bet that we will find or cause something, a pandemic targeting a certain people, a real economic crisis, or not a virus affecting the old or the fat. It doesn't matter. The weak will succumb to it. The fearful and the stupid will believe in it and seek treatment. They will seek treatment. We will have made sure that the treatment is in place, treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots then takes care of itself. You go to the slaughter by yourself. And that's that was the future of Jacques Attali, 1981 interview on the Michael Solomon. Remember him? In Las Vegas. Remember that program that was on, the radio program?
No, I don't, Pastor Ernie. I don't remember.
Anyhow, that was back on, that was back in the 80s. And, well, you guys were even old then. Anyhow.
I think you're the senior statesman here, Pastor Ernie.
All righty.
Let me add something here real quick about this.
Well, I got to get the phone numbers out first. 888. Okay. Let me see if we've had any call-in since I've... Nope, we haven't had any call-in for a few minutes. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Go ahead. You got 3 minutes to the break, John. Go on.
All right. Well, then I'm going to give a quick report here, a good report. Now, we had Randy Hayes on the show several weeks ago, and he testified about how his mother, Mrs. Hayes, Betty Hayes, was being held captive by Guardian, and they were not, he and his sister Cindy, were not allowed to visit his mother. And Pastor Ernie, we were able to put the pressure on him, and this show brought that story out, and this show applied the pressure on these crooks, I call them, and they were allowed to visit their mother. So, folks, you're supporting a ministry that not only reports but has power, and we got these people, this family, in to visit their mother. So praise the Lord for that.
I do want to say praise the good Lord, too, because we had, you know, when we sent out in our newsletter the religious exemption, we had a number of people call us to tell us that they were able to keep their job and that with that religious exemption, and so that it was required. But they got a little confused because they wanted me to sign it, but, you know, it was supposed to be for them. But their bosses or their employment wanted a pastor to sign that, and so they sent it back, and I signed them for them. But it was something. So praise the good Lord for that. We're coming up.
Folks, you're supporting a ministry that does a lot of work behind the scenes that you don't see, and it has great effect. And especially, listen, some people here got to see their mother that was being held captive. And their battle's not over, so you keep them in prayer.
Yeah, well, the battle is going to be raging until the time the Lord comes back. But it's up to us what time we have left to run to the battle and put up crowns in heavens, right, McTernan?
Pastor Ernie, we fight the good fight right to the end.
All right, we're coming up to a break. Are you going to take off on us, or are you going to hang around for a while?
Nah, I'm rejuvenated. I'm going to hang around.
All right, there you go. Okay, I thought you were going to kick out on me, but you know, I know he had.
I got to watch Holman. He might need my help, so I got to watch him.
He took his girl to hold it.
All right, when we get back, we're going to switch it. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to do some parody-type stuff, okay? We're going to do some role-playing. So,
and I got another good report that'll just take a couple minutes, so hang around.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.